The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I am one of those melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb?
Song of the day, Basket Case by Green Day, which is all Nebraska fans after a 3-9 season. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Song of the day again, Basket Case by Green Day. You are bobbing your head. Hope it's a good rating. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I think you're bobbing your head. I think that's a repeat. It's fine. I like the bass in that song. It's fine. I will give that a 6. A 6. Not very creative.
You're bobbing your head, though.
Yeah, it's
not that creative. I did it for Nebraska fans. We're all basket cases after 3-9.
Let's see what Harrison thinks. Harrison, I got to think, likes it, right?
Why would you say that? Has he ever said he's a Green Day fan? It's not new music. I mean, it is kind of alt music still.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Green Day's alt pop.
I think he's possible he gave it a higher score than I did, which never happened.
You said 6?
6.0.
I don't think so. I'm going 5.3.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, 8.1. Popular for a reason.
8.1?
That's his highest score he's ever given. What's going on?
Is that it?
He came back strong after Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, see, he liked it.
It's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, he liked it a lot more than I did. I've heard that song a zillion times.
Text line 9.75, 9.8 from Craig, 10 from Brian. Bird in Columbus, a 6. Sean in Omaha, 7.2. Jennifer says 10. Very appropriate today, Jake. Thank
Basket
you.
Basket case.
Yep. Brown Magic says gives a 7.8. And Jared, Wisconsin says 7.8. It is time for NFL Week 12. Winners and losers. We start with the winners. Number one winner, yes, I am biased, I don't care. The Miami Dolphins steamrolled the sorry, pathetic Carolina Panthers. And I'll get to the loser. They also have a loser in this game. Don't worry, that's coming up. Dolphins 33-10. It could have been like 41-7. They could have named their point total in this game, which is not common.
Impressive.
For that offense. The defense is playing lights out the last four games. Sacks, on picks. It's beautiful. A blocked punt for a touchdown to begin the game for the Dolphins.
Ooh,
scoring.
Wow, really? What's the Dolphins record now?
5-7, oh, four coming. In a row. Four in a row okay. for the good guys.
Can they get in the playoffs?
Yes. Huh? Oh, yeah. They have the Giants next, who are very average. Okay. Then they have the Jets, who are, of course,
those
terrible.
Gets-
7-7 is right. They start off 1-7. 7-7 is right there. And then the Saints aren't very good. They have the Saints. The Titans are without Derrick Henry. Yeah. They suck now.
Yeah.
And the Patriots.
Schedule
they can
up.
Win every game the rest of the way.
Hey, this is gonna get. This could get exciting for you. Keep rolling.
I know.
Rolling.
Number two, the Patriots steamroll. Speaking of the Titans, the Patriots are on a heater. The Titans without Derrick Henry are not the same monster they were with him. 36-13, the Patriots again route another good team. They are right now the best team in the AFC until the Dolphins keep getting hot and beat them to end the year. Patriots, though, big winner again. Impressive stuff.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That running game and that defense. Number three, Sim, the Bengals. I was sitting at a bar yesterday right next to a Bengals fan. He was just in heaven the whole time because the Bengals wallop their rival Steelers 41-10. How about Zach Taylor having a good Sunday for the Bengals there? Big Ben looks worse and worse every week for the Steelers. His arm is just not there. His body is giving out. Joe Burrow looked really good. The defense was excellent for the Bengals. Joe Mixon's on a heater right now on the ground for the Bengals. I think Zach Taylor is doing a good job this year with Cincinnati. So they're number three on our winners. Number four in the winners. The Packers last night, the game of the week, it was the afternoon game on Fox. They beat the Rams 36-28. Matt Stafford, of course, was a little banged up going into that game, but so was Aaron Rodgers' toe, and he just did just fine. A.J. Dillon replacing the injured Aaron Jones is still a very, very tough guy to tackle. Had a receiving touchdown. He also had some very effective runs to help end that game. Packers also had a pick six. Rasul Douglas, pick six of Matt Stafford. Three straight games with a pick six thrown by Matt Stafford. Mm. They lose 36-28.
Jeez, that's not good.
And the Packers, again, are your winner. Number five winner, the Niners, also in the afternoon game. They take down the Vikings by eight. This is a game they led by 14. It was 14-all at halftime. They scored two touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of the second half. One was a pick six, and one was just a quick drive by them. They win that game 36-28. Or 34-26, excuse me. Niners are a winner. Biggest lose this week. It's not even close. Cam Newton, you are sad, you are pathetic, and you are cocky for no reason at all. I'm watching this Dolphins game what against Carolina.
Yes.
Every time Cam gets a first down, he has a Superman thing or does some sort of flex. Cam, here's your stats from yesterday, buddy. You didn't have a rushing touchdown. 5 for 21 passing, no touchdowns, two interceptions, and he got yanked in the fourth quarter. Keep celebrating because you suck. You are terrible. You're horrible. Cam Newton is awful.
You know, when he starts looking off, when Jake starts looking off into space, he's on a heater.
Cam Newton, I'm not joking. I think he had five or six passes batted down by Lyman at the line of scrimmage.
Man, he's like 6'4", too.
Throw it low delivery.
Yeah.
He sucks. He is horrible. I feel bad for Panthers fans watching that game because that was an atrocity.
Okay.
It was atrocious.
All right, who's another loser?
Okay, number two loser, the Browns. The Browns picked off Lamar Jackson four times last night and did not win the game. 16-10, the offense is awful. Baker Mayfield, again, doesn't get it done. Only one touchdown in the game, a touchdown pass to David Njoku, the tight end. The running game, they had Kareem Hunt back, didn't really use him. Nick Chubb was ineffective. The Browns are 6-6. They're not as good as they should be. And the quarterback is a big part of that process. And
come on, Baker.
You can't have
four. Come on, Baker.
You cannot pick off the MVP four times and not beat them. I'm sorry. That's why you're a loser. Four picks, impressive. You got to win that game, yeah, though. 16-10 Ravens.
Absolutely.
Number three loser. This was if you watch this, is very sad. Jalen Reagor, receiver for the Eagles. They were down 13-7 to the Giants. It's 4th and 10, like 5 seconds left. Jalen Hurts gets away, throws a pass to the end zone. Rager's right there, and he just drops it. It should be a touchdown. He leaps up. He might get hit, but he's got to catch the ball. It just goes right through his hands. Game over. Eagles lose 13-7 to the Giants. That was bad. Number four, the Chargers were losers. They go to Denver, and they struggle in Denver. They have problems out there. So a couple picks for Justin Herbert. Patrick Surtain ends the game with a pick six from 70 yards. 28-13, Chargers lose. And number five loser, the Jacksonville Jaguars again. They're playing a very average Falcons team. They never showed up. Lose 21-14. The Jags are bad. They should feel bad about how bad they are. And I feel bad that my team lost to them at some point this year.
Good job.
That ended the season.
That was excellent. That was excellent.
Thank you.
So I'm happy for you that the Dolphins are surging. They're surging.
Surgical.
They're surging. And they're surgical, I guess.
Yes. Top of the hour next. Lincoln Riley has a new home. Where's he headed to, and what does it mean for college football? That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.